Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network. God is working in your life. He really is. In our gospel for the day, Jesus said that my Father has been working to this day, and I am working too. Question, what is God working on? I mean, hello, He's God. Now, for human beings like you and me, we work because we have a need. We want to put food on the table. We want to send our kids to school. We want to buy a house. We want to buy a phone. We want to travel. We work because we have a need. God does not have a need. He is God. He has everything He needs. My friend, there are people in this world. I want to thank God that right now, because I've been investing for 20 plus years, I really don't work for food on the table anymore. I thank God that you know, God has given us financial stewardship, the wisdom to be able to multiply our wealth. And so I thank God for that. And I've been teaching this. You know this. I started the Truly Rich Club many years ago, and we've been able to help thousands of people be in the same position that I am, that I've been able to teach people how to invest and grow their money. But here's what I noticed. Among people like myself and my financial mentors who are much, much richer and wealthier, we keep on working. It's crazy. I work very hard every single day, even if I don't need to work to put food on the table or for my other needs. It's wild, right? I'll tell you why we continue to work. Because of love. We love serving people. I like serving my customers. I love serving and working for my staff. I've got 200 employees in my small businesses. And you know what? If I give up and quit and close the business, what will happen to them? And I care for them. So let's continue to work. You know, on and on. I wake up in the morning with passion, with zeal. There's this big reason to wake up and stand up from bed. What is that? As corny as this may sound, I wake up every day because I love. I love people and I love what I do. Now, in some small way, perhaps that is a little clue, a little hint, a little glimpse of why God is working. What? Jesus said His Father continues to work to this day. What's He doing? The King of all kings, the Almighty God, is a servant. He is a servant of servants. He serves us. He is working in your life, in my life. He is doing something wonderful. He is shaping us to become more and more like Jesus. He is transforming us. He is making us holier. He is making us better. He is making us more patient. He is making us more compassionate. He is making us more generous. Isn't that amazing that God, the Almighty King, is serving us and working in us? I want you to pray a prayer of gratitude today, just to thank Him for what He is doing in your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, thank You for every day working in my life. And thank You that You are shaping and molding me to become more and more like Jesus. Lord, I say yes to Your work. I give You total permission to do what You want to do in my life. Every single day, my answer is yes. And I am so grateful to You that You serve me. Help me to serve You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to give a founder's retreat in Korea for 3 days, where I would get a bunch of people
and be able to have conversations with them, life-giving conversations on how to have those radical shifts and learn those master skills. Focusing on number one, your relationship with God. Number two, your relationship with others. Number three, master skills that you need, you know, whether it be productivity, but also being able to have the time freedom to do what you enjoy, which is the theme of our Founders Retreat, enjoying the journey, enjoying the journey. Now, why do I call it Founders Retreat? What's a founder? Somebody who builds your life, somebody who builds relationships, somebody who builds organizations, businesses, ministries, programs, movements. And if you've built something already, or if you think God wants you to build something, hey, it could be building your own life. You know, I really believe every person is the CEO of one's life. And you need to understand that your decisions, your habits, your actions, they create your destiny. I believe that as a founder, you need a certain mindset, and you need to be surrounded by other founders. And so I'm excited for this. It's for a select group of people. Come and join me. If this is something that you think will bless your life, and for 3 days, the seats are very, very limited. And so if you really are serious, you can click on that button and tell me that you want to join. And thank you so much. And I hope to see you there. In the meantime, keep on loving God and giving your life to God, and keep on growing. Enjoy the journey. God bless you.